Hello?
Hello, good morning. My name is Jesse, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. Are you or is anyone in
Wait. Is it a...
It's a poll, a survey.
Yeah. But is it a political one or a community? My husband loves to do political polls, so I'll put him on it.
Poll. Sure,
it is?
No worries. Yes.
Okay. Just a minute.
Thank you.
There he is.
From Frankfort, Michigan?
Thank you. Yes, sir. We are actually, well, we'll go ahead and touch some different topics about the certain counties in the area. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
Okay. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Are you definitely
November
going
5th?
To vote?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I have not missed a vote since I was 18 years old.
Okay, so you are definitely going to vote. Thank you for your opinion. And also, speaking about your age, what is your age between 18 to 35?
78.
I don't remember.
78. Okay, thank you so much, sir. I appreciate that. Generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
They're going the wrong way.
Okay.
And I know the county supervisor.
Okay, in your opinion, again, it's very important, sir. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how would you vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Mileage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mile for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This mileage will...
Hold on. I can't hear you. My dog's just whatnot.
No worries. This mileage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Yes, I would vote yes.
Yes in favor, thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
I can't hear that last question. Say again.
Sure, and would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Absolutely positive voting.
Okay, voting yes, right. Since valid language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal? Definitely
yes
or probably yes?
Definitely yes.
Definitely yes in favor. Thank you. Now, if you knew the proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Definitely yes.
Definitely yes, right. Thank you so very much. As mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per day. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per day. Or the next one, which is I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Or I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. I oppose
that one. That one.
Oh, that one. Let me read that last one. Just maybe you may want to change your mind too. I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and planning to construct new trails.
No, I would not resist it, but I think $90 over a year is sufficient.
Okay, the third one. I'm fine.
Hold on, my dog's
going
to bark again. Hold on. Sorry, either in or out, please. The dogs are going to go nuts.
Okay, so
we'll
select that one. Okay, from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus most to help you and your family? I'm going to read you a list of choices. Improving public education in local schools, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, controlling growth and development, protecting water quality and water supply, making housing more affordable, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, improving local roads and infrastructure, reducing traffic and congestion, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending. You can select one.
One?
Yeah, one of those. What do you think is the
one? Oh, my God, that's impossible. Local government has nothing to do with about the cost of gasoline and groceries, first of all. That's a red flag. That's just propaganda. But if local communities can help keep the water and the air and the land clean, environmentally sound, that I'm in favor of that.
Okay, protecting water quality and water supply, you said, right?
Right, and the forests, keep them...
Okay, totally understandable. Your opinion is important. You will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TAR Trails. Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. How about Grand Traverse County Government?
Grand Traverse County Government is terrible.
Very unfavorable then, or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay.
Very unfavorable.
Your city or township government?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you so much. Moving forward, do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
Okay. If approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
I do not trust them for anything.
Right,
you definitely
do not trust them, right?
Absolutely do not. They're the worst people on earth.
I appreciate your opinion, sir. There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend money. I will let you know the options. The first one is to protect open space from residential and commercial development. Approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Could you read that one again?
Yes, to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplace, shops, and parks.
Yeah, that's kind of a red herring.
You strongly or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you. To plan and construct new trails.
Yes, approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. To promote health and wellness.
County has nothing to do with that. But somewhat approve.
Thank you. To increase non-motorized transportation options.
Yeah, approve. Somewhat approve.
Thank you. To promote recreational opportunities.
Approve. Somewhat approve.
Thank you. To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space.
Somewhat approve.
To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
Somewhat approve.
To maintain existing trails.
Somewhat approve.
To promote local economic development.
No,
Do you somewhat disapprove on this one or somewhat approve?
Disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Yeah. Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Thank you, sir. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? First, ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained. Or two, constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County.
What was that first choice?
The first one is ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained.
Yeah.
If you were forced to choose the first one, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You will now be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each would make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. More likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
Yeah, they will.
Okay, you said you would say somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. There will be full public disclosure of all project spending.
Okay, my family is talking too loud. I can't hear you very well.
Let me repeat, no worries.
Yes.
There will be full public disclosure of all project spending.
Yes, it's 100% agree there should be.
Much more likely, you would say then?
No, I want to see that. It's not happening at all right now.
I'm just curious. The options are still going to be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely in this set of questions. Would you say much more likely then with that statement?
I want to see more of that, yes. Much more likely.
There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
Yes.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
It should happen, yes.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
A citizen oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision-making and ensures the funds are administered for their intended purposes.
Yeah, somewhat. Okay, go ahead. Somewhat.
Somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely?
Yes, yes. I'm not following you very well. I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me better now, sir?
A little bit better. Go ahead.
Thank you. Now, you will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first one is, this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats and rivers, lakes and streams. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too
somewhat
convincing. Thank you. This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
Yes, I hope so.
No, how convincing do you find it? Very somewhat. Somewhat convincing. This proposal would improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby. How convincing?
Somewhat
convincing.
This is not a very good survey, by the way. You're very, very leading.
Importance. this proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Hopefully.
How convincing do you find that? Very convincing. The options are the same, sir. You're not going to select another option. The options I mentioned at the beginning is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or no difference.
No
Which
difference.
One will you use? Okay. Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs. How convincing do you find that?
Not convincing.
Not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not very convincing.
Not too convincing. This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well maintained, free, and ADA compliant. So our trails are accessible to all. Same options.
Very convincing. Somewhat convincing. You know, go ahead. How many more questions do you have?
We're at 50% almost done, sir.
This is a terrible survey. I don't know who put it together, but it would not withstand.
It's based on the ballot, sir, that you will probably get at the date of November.
I know how to read a ballot. I know how to understand. But
so
what,
that's what it's
you
based
are,
on.
Very, very leading questions that I have. Whoever put this together is a crook, okay?
This is the data that they sent to us, but thank you for your opinion, sir. We're almost done. $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
That's not very much.
Not too convincing or not at all convincing?
I cannot answer that.
All right.
It's not a,
the next one
it's
says
not a valid question.
Okay. The next one says Grand Traverse County's trail network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes, sir. It's not about good or bad. It's how convincing do you find it?
I can't answer that.
Those are the questions. You just said yes. That's not a valid question. It's very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing.
No opinion. No opinion.
That's not an option here. It makes
okay,
no difference
I'm sorry.
To you.
I'm sorry. That's the only option you're going to get.
We're not going to move forward then, anyways, because there is no that option available in here.
Okay.
Are you going to use no difference?
Go to the next question.
No, I cannot skip it.
Okay,
what is
goodbye.
Your answer?
Goodbye.
No difference, not at all convincing, not too convincing, or somewhat convincing.
Scammer, the motherfucker. Who cares about if you... This is the crooks. We know who the fuck is the crook, idiot.